This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2339, Moving, How to Connect in English Over This Stressful Moment. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
One of the most stressful moments in life is when you move, but this can also be a huge connection topic. Find out why in this episode. If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How's everything going?
Everything's good. Lindsay, do you find moving to be very stressful? You've made a few big moves in your life.
Yes, moving is stressful, period. No, no argument. 100% it is. What about you?
I'm trying to think of how many times I've moved in my life, and definitely it can be stressful. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But guys, first we wanted to remind you that we have this really wonderful app where there are so many features that we want you to get in on. Lindsay, tell us about this app.
Yeah, we love the app. It's available on iOS or Android. Basically, you have a chance to listen to the podcast, but if you want to become a premium member, you get to see the transcripts of the podcast right inside the app. And not just seeing the transcripts, you get to tap on keywords that we have pre-selected for you that we believe will move you to the B2 C1 level. And you get to save those words in your power list and study them, see the definition, right? You also can slow down the speed of the show, which is something we haven't seen in too many other player apps. And now we're offering an exclusive role play vocab review every week. We come together, we do a role play that is a culmination of all the vocabulary words of the week. And that's only in the app. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, guys. So definitely get on that. That's allearsenglish.com/app, A-P-P.
You got it. Go over there and check it out. So getting back to moving, Michelle, it is stressful. There's no question about that, right?
Yeah. Would you say moving is more stressful than, say, going through a breakup?
Oh, it depends on who you're breaking up with.
That's true.
Let's say a really important person breakup. No, I think probably moving would be less stressful than that. Just, you know, if you feel like you were in love with the person and you, that feels more stressful to me because logistics are just logistics. They can be ironed out, but people, you know, people are people and they're in your life. But I think there are not many other things. I would say it's probably in the top 7 things that could happen to you, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, there was a poll. So there's an article. It's on NAR.realtor. So that's the National Association of Realtors. This was from a couple of years back, February 23rd, 2022. And they talked about a poll from move.org. And it says 38% of the people who took this poll said, and I quote, moving is more stressful than parting ways with a significant other. Yes.
Wow.
That's interesting. So I wanted to share that with you guys. But today, I think most people have moved. I mean, listen, that's a generalization, but many people have gone through moves. And this is just another great
topic to connect with others. I mean, but Lindsay, but why is moving stressful?
I think what's stressful about moving is that everything is kind of floating at the same time. You have no anchor, right? You have no anchor. Everything's in boxes. You don't have a place to cook because you have to do takeout because you're, you know, you're closing down the kitchen. There's no anchor for you. The home is the anchor. And when you lose that, it can be a little stressful. Or when something is not right at home, that can be stressful too. That's another topic for another day. But
yeah, no, it's true. That is true. The home is the anchor. And if something, that's true. It's not just about the moving. It's about your living situation, what's going on. But I mean, I recently went through a move and I was living, guys, you probably saw in my other space. If you've been watching our videos, you've probably seen me in several different locations. I was living in an Airbnb for about 5 months and, it was really nice, but it was, the kitchen was, it wasn't somewhere where you wanted to spend a lot of time. So we found ourselves just always trying to go out, no matter like not always to eat. I mean, we tried to cook in, but it wasn't really a great setting for cooking. Just so now we're in a house, but it's also just unpacking the boxes. So it's just been everything has been kind of, I guess we would say in flux, right?
In flux. Yeah, completely. Everything's in flux. That's a typical move, right? As is, again, no central anchor and things are really uncertain about where you're going to be next, right? Sometimes when we're moving and we're packing up our old home, we don't know what it's going to be like in the new place, right? It's that uncertainty that we can all identify with. It brings us all together as humans.
Exactly. So, and you kind of have to figure out your new routine and your new space. You have to learn where you're living, how all the lights, what light switches go to what lights, like that, right? But so we're going to talk about this today. So here are some vocab words for the topic of moving. Lindsay, what's the first one? This is, our listeners know this one.
We'll start with a straightforward one. So pack or unpack. Obviously, you have to do this. There's no way around it. Have you unpacked all your boxes yet? And, you know, if you ask a friend to move, this is my opinion. I have a bias here. If you ask a friend to move, you need to already be packed by the time the friend gets over. Because I've had scenarios where I've offered or been willing to help someone move, but you get to their house and you think you're going to be moving boxes, but no, you're putting things in boxes, which is too intimate and it's too dangerous because you could break something. It's not good.
Right.
Not good. So when you ask a friend to move, make sure everything is boxed up, labels on the boxes, and all they need to do is walk the boxes outside. That's just my bias.
I think that's a good idea. So here's another one. A two for one. So declutter or sort. So similar ideas. So declutter is you're kind of, well, you're getting rid of the clutter. What's clutter, Lindsay?
Clutter is just stuff everywhere, whereas the opposite of clean and empty, it's busy, right? For example, I have to declutter this room before I start packing. There's so much to sort out into these drawers.
And sort out goes into this, because when you're decluttering, sometimes you're sorting, you're putting things maybe into categories, putting things into the suitcase or the boxes.
Yeah. And I think the word purge goes in here too, as a bonus.
Purge.
And this is why, this is how my parents ran into problems. They didn't move for like 25 years. So by the time they did move, the attic was full of old furniture. And I'm sure this happens to a lot of older couples, just packed with stuff from our childhood and because they never moved. So if you move frequently, that doesn't happen. Usually you're purging things from other eras of time. Like this thing from 5 years ago, our kids have grown out of it. We're going to purge it or give it away. Right.
No, exactly. And that's, my parents, they downsized and they got rid of so much stuff and I had to go through my things. It's hard, but Lindsay, do you think it's better to declutter and purge things before you move, like as you're packing up or as you're unpacking?
Oh, I think definitely before you pack things up, because you don't want to move and pay to have a moving company move things that you're not going to keep, I think. So I would do the purging first and then pack what's left over. Don't you think?
I think, but unfortunately, When we were moving, we didn't quite have time to.
If you don't have time, yeah, yeah.
Well, and also we were living in the space, and I have two kids, so you know, you try and get rid of something, and it bounces back to you. So now I'm doing a lot of the purging, and it's quite an event.
No, that's good too. Yeah, purging takes a lot of time. You can see an entire Saturday just flash before your eyes.
Yeah.
When you get into that purge mode, you start at 8 a.m. and before you know it, it's like 7 p.m. You've been purging all day. So if you don't have the time, you have to be
in the mood, right? You can't, you have to be in the right mood. So,
yeah.
All right. And now we're just saying moving day, or sometimes people say moving day or move in day. So this is a big day. So you could say moving day is Thursday. So I'm taking off work.
Excellent. Okay, Michelle, we have a few more key phrases that our listeners know to be able to have that connection conversation. Big topic here, right? Deep clean. This would go along with purging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to do a deep clean in the new place before you move in. We did this when we moved into our current house. We had it professionally cleaned and painted just because someone else has lived there and you just want to, I don't know, you just want it to feel brand fresh, new. Yeah. Right. Feel fresh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is packing supplies or moving boxes. So do we have any extra packing supplies like bubble wrap or moving boxes? I'm getting ready to move next week.
Yes. Love it. So let's get to the important thing, which is why is this really such a big connection topic, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Well, because it is so intense and people know it is such a big experience in your life. Because it doesn't happen every day. Well, unless you're maybe like a sports star and you keep getting traded. because everybody can relate to this topic, this intense emotional topic, to relate to people, ask them about their experiences. Also a good way to see if a friend needs help with moving. But it's just a very universal topic, in my opinion. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. And I also think it's a real moment where you can find out who your real friends are. And to be honest, you know, I think at some point people just decide to start hiring movers, which is probably a rite of passage in life. Mm-hmm. Like you're just, it's enough at that point. You're going to hire movers. But there's a period of time in most people's lives in their teens and 20s and after college, maybe 30s, 40s, like you still rely on your friends to help you move.
Right.
And when you ask someone to help you move, what do they say? You know, we find out a lot about our relationships in those moments.
Exactly. Exactly. That's such a good point. So should we do a role play?
Sure. Let's do it, Michelle. So here I just moved and you are my friend.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So how was moving day?
Oh, stressful. I had to really deep clean the place. The place I left and the one I moved into as well.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. And I have packing supplies and moving boxes everywhere. I've barely unpacked anything.
I would just start decluttering once you unpack to make sure you don't have too much. Also just sort things by room.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
I know. Thanks, Michelle. Woo, it feels really overwhelming when the movers have gone away, the moving company has dropped everything in your front hallway.
Yeah. Right? And you're just looking at those boxes.
Yeah. But again, this is a very human experience. The vast majority of people are going to move at least once in their lives. Right. Yeah. And so we can relate here. So what did you say first, Michelle?
So I said, how was moving day?
Mm-hmm. And then I said, oh, stressful. I had to really deep clean the place I left and the one I moved into. That's not good. Not good enough to clean on both sides.
No, no, no. And then you said, and I have packing supplies and moving boxes everywhere. I've barely unpacked anything.
And then you said, I would just start decluttering once you unpack to make sure you don't have too much. Right. And so you're doing it on the other end, which, if you don't have time on the front end, you're doing it on the back end. Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. and then I said, also just sort things by room. So how to get organized.
But it's also kind of exciting when you walk into a new home and you have a chance to kind of paint the blank canvas.
Yeah.
Right. And decide how you want things to be arranged. And it could be something new. It could be similar to your old home. It's exciting at the same time. So there's a lot of emotions running.
A lot, a lot. So that's why it's such a good connection topic, I think.
Yes.
Guys, if you haven't already, head over to episode 2324. So that was, this is indisputably the best way to talk about your opinions in English.
Nice. Love that. Go check out that episode. And I think that's the takeaway is, these are big moments. Moving is, you know, weddings, getting married, maybe having a child, moving to maybe your permanent home, let's say, big moments in life. So you want to share them, and not just big moments. Even if you're just moving from one apartment to a next, the next you're going to be in, other people have done it. They felt that level of stress. So connection topic.
Absolutely. Yeah? All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for chatting about this with me today. And guys, let us know if you're going through a move. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious how many of our listeners are going through a move right now. Very interesting, right? All right. All right. Take care, Michelle. Talk soon.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.